This is Beirut was present at the blind football match between Morocco and Colombia, held at the most iconic venue of Paris 2024. Stunning. In the most beautiful stadium in the world, at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, the blind football tournament is one of the highlights of the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. To make the most of the event, This is Beirut provides you with the essentials of the sport. Players signal their presence by saying, "Voy," the ball contains a bell, barriers are on the sides, and players and the sighted goalkeeper wear masks. These are the key principles. Magical. Under a slightly overcast Parisian sky, the Eiffel Tower Stadium buzzed with a special energy on Tuesday afternoon. The stands, filled with spectators from around the world, vibrated with cheers and encouragement for the match between Morocco and Colombia. To host beach volleyball and blind football events, the Eiffel Tower Stadium transformed the Champ de Mars into an outdoor temporary arena, where everyone could enjoy the magical setting. Nestled between the impressive facade of the military school to the south and the equally impressive Eiffel Tower towards the Seine, the stadium is simply breathtaking. It's hard to find a more magnificent sight to watch a sports event. Blind football, how it works. Blind football is built on a paradox. An adaptation of football for the visually impaired and blind, it is reserved for those who are blind or nearly so. On the field, the 8 field players, 4 on each team, can only navigate by sound, with their eyes covered by obstructive masks. However, the goalkeepers retain full visual ability. Forget the traditional football, you know. In blind football, the ball contains a bell that makes a sound, allowing players to locate it on the field. Hearing is their main asset. As the ball approaches, athletes must say, "Voy," to signal their presence. Additionally, there is a specific rule for the audience. Unlike in regular football, spectators must avoid making noise during the game. The man who hits the posts. To guide the players towards the goal, each team has 3-sided guides. Positioned in each third of the field, they provide instructions. The first is the goalkeeper, in the defensive third. The second is in the attacking zone and can speak or hit the posts during set pieces to provide reference sounds for attackers, and the third is the coach, in the middle of the field. The spectacle is truly extraordinary. When the public arrives on the field, it's an unknown. They expect to see players stumbling and getting tangled, explains Jacques-Hervé Durot, a blind football specialist to This is Beirut. There are many elements, like the ball with the bell. They talk a lot to each other, the goalkeeper. There are rules. If there is noise, it doesn't work. It's like tennis. But when there's action, a goal, then it really erupts. On a side note, Morocco lost 1-0 to a fabulous shot from a Colombian attacker. But the real takeaway was different. Despite our loss, I was amazed by the atmosphere and our national team, enthuses Ahmed, a young Moroccan who saved for a year to afford the trip to Paris. Beyond the score, the atmosphere in the stadium was fantastic because it was silent, insists Cristina, a young Colombian who came to support her country. We leave the field with regret as the experience was absolutely unique, with a performance that was simply magnificent. There was no pity or unnecessary pathos here, just talented athletes competing in an international tournament. Their tournament. The technical skills were at times incredible, and some players were comparable to the football stars we know. Just ask the Moroccan goalkeeper.